Load 7-0-0. Timeout.
want to knock it off, WSEL 475.
Time every morning, WRNW 329.
W-I-N-W-329,
Roger that, 329, you too, 73.
Yeah, this has been going on since at least 4:35 o'clock this morning. WRWB 49.
Been going on longer than that because I got up at 4:12. I got up at 4, turned it on and doing it. So I just wondering, because like I said, the signal's consistent and everything. I was getting to thinking maybe there's something about the repeater. Maybe the repeater's hung up.
No, it's not hung up. It's that guy you talked to on the telephone. That gave somebody a radio and programmed it for him. And there you go. See what I said?
Well, I have no proof of that, so I take that with a grain of salt.
Okay, but, no, well, I do have proof, so... And I told you it was a matter of time, and before you know it, this is all just going to be a faded, distant memory. What a shame, you know?
Yeah, well, it's coming. You know, but to me, it don't bother me none. It's just a radio. I don't care, you know. If I can't talk at it no more, I don't care. It's just a radio. I'm not going to get upset and everything over a radio. Did I hear a 902?
Yes, I see 902. Or 903.
Well, good morning to you, sunshine. Jeez, you're up early this morning. What's up?
I don't know, I cut out you guys getting conversation. I've been trying to talk to you since we talked to Bob. So, I don't know.
Yeah, roger that. I'm sitting here still waking up, drinking my coffee, doing what I do in the morning there, right?
Yeah, roger that. Am I getting over that guy?
Oh, yeah, no sweat. You might, yeah, get right over it.
Clown show's still going on, eh? That's not good.
Yeah, well, I kicked it on at 4 o'clock, and it was doing it. And I'm thinking, oh, man, 4 o'clock, and the clowns are out here. And, but it kept doing it. It was doing it for an hour. It keyed down for like an hour. And I got to thinking, you know, the noise was, consistent, you know, not, there was no, there was no swing in the signal or nothing, like the mobile or anything and stuff, and it was just consistent. And I was thinking, well, maybe that ain't somebody doing that. Maybe there's something wrong with the repeater. But, you know, like I said, I noticed the past 3 days in the morning, Detroit shut down. And I don't know it. You know, I'm sitting here with it on, I'm doing things, and I'm thinking, man, I can't hear nobody out here. So then I'll reach over and chunk the mic to see if the repeater's on. Of course, it's not, and I have to go over to Macomb.
Yeah, roger that. Well, you sound good to be Macomb, so I don't know why you keep playing with Detroit, but it doesn't matter. Anyhow, like I said, I'm just waking up too, so I'm drinking my coffee. And yeah, this clown stuff's got to end. It's getting ridiculous. You got the people not playing German, and you got, you think that's that crowd from 19 there, Roger?
It is. It is. WRWB 489. Yeah. And one of the guys out here, WSCU 202, gave a drunk that isn't licensed a programmed HT guy comes out here and causes a lot of this morning QRM. Roger.
Roger that. Okay, well, now we know. Hey, it's just getting ridiculous. Like I said, I haven't been on here in 4 or 5 days, so, well, a little bit less than that. So either way, just get out of here.
Guy doing it right now, he lives over there in Roseville, goes by Leonard Kobolinski, and just lives over there by 12 Mile and Gratiot, by the old Hotheads, next to Mickey Shore. He's right down there, like on a street called Eastland. We've tracked it down. So, and then on top of that, he's made the mistake of, revealing his voice. So, yeah, I know. It's stupid, but, hey, it's not going to end until they shut it all down.
That's a shame, because when me and 973 there got into this, it was great, all the Yahoos got up in the air. They were trying to ruin it. That's not no good.
No, that's not. I can hear somebody else along with another person trying to, key over the top of you, but you're still making it in there.
All right, roger that. All right, 973, I'm going to drink my coffee a little bit. I'll get back with you in a minute. WSFT 902. I'll be standing by listening.
Yeah, well, like I said, man, people like that can't do really crap about, I guess. I don't know. But it ain't bothering me, man. I'm not going to let it. I'm not going to get upset over it. The hell with it. Shut them all down. It's just the radio. That's all it is, man. I can't talk on it. Can't talk on it no more. The hell with it. Find something else to do. But anyway, yeah, go ahead, drink your coffee, my man. I'll be around here. In fact, I'm going to get up and go pour me another cup, I think. And I'll get with you later. Good morning, gentlemen. WSZ 793, and I'll be back.
All right, WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead. WRWB 489, good morning.
Yeah, well, here we go, Tuesday morning.
WSHS 67, good morning.
Good morning, Sam. Go ahead and pick it up.
No, I'm going to listen. You guys go ahead and conversate. I'm here.
Okay, Mike, Charlie, Jack, Pete, Paul.
Yeah, Charlie is usually in here around this time. I keep forgetting his call, but yeah, I think it's WSBT. I forgot.
Yeah, I think that's the four beginning letters. Yes, I don't remember the numbers, so, but just have to remember all that stuff.
I want to say 754.
Yeah, maybe that sounds right. Oh, there we go. Action. So whatever was going on earlier, that's a carrier with the right PL, so no man-made noise knows to select the 141.3 tone, so, as somebody doing that.
I know it. Yeah. Like I said, that doesn't go on all day, every day. That just started today, and it was, yeah, somebody ka-chunking it.
This is what happens when people program radios for so-called friends or other people that don't have licenses, and you know, this is exactly what goes on.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I was saying earlier. You know, that guy over there by 12 Mile and Gresh by Hot Hits, next to the old Mickey Shore. You know, he's the culprit that's been doing it, so.
I heard his voice when he got on there and said, "Good morning, Mike Fennell and Paul Belletti." Dude don't have a license. Used his voice. It's obvious. It's a no-brainer. I would expect nothing less. And the thing is, there are licensed people out here that has a so-called friend that is arming that guy with that radio, so, fact.
Everybody knows where this guy lives. Can't the FCC send this guy a letter? WSFT 902.
Well, I don't know. That'd be up to the repeater owner, right, to get that rolling. I mean, the problem is it's multiple people. He's just one, right? So.
Yeah, but I think there's more than one guy out here doing this. Because I hear different people different times doing stupid stuff, so.
Yeah, there's where the problem starts, right? It's like going into Costco and buying a mixed bag of nuts, pretty much what you got.
Yeah, roger that. Good metaphor.
Accurate metaphor, too. I appreciate it. Anyways, good morning. Name is Paul, WSHM-738. Mike's in here as well. Mike, go ahead and pick it up.
There are multiple people. You know, you got WSU-202. I'm just going to name it. I don't care. You know, who armed Leonard Kobylinski with that radio that's not licensed. And then you have the other person there, WSBQ-607, another culprit. You know, I could just go down the list. And they're doing it just because, you know, they hate the world, I guess.
I think you meant WRQZ or ZQ, Mike, 607, I think. I think you had the first four wrong.
I probably did. I'm sure I did. But regardless, there's a handful of your culprits right there. Now, as far as the guy that messes with Sherman, I don't know who that is.
Hi, well, it's on this morning. I don't want to keep giving them too much air time there. It's what they get off on.
Yeah, at least we know who they are. We got call letters. That's good. That's a good start. Then we've got to get with Sean and kind of get the ball rolling on handing out warnings or something. I mean, that sounds like a plan to me. You know, see people that see we have the licenses start getting letters from the FCC, I think that would really tame everything down.
Yeah. Well, anyways. Mike, what time you got to get rolling today?
Hey, Sean!
Oh, what was all that?
Somebody just yelled out Sean in there.
I keyed up with whoever that was, so I'm not sure what that was. Just heard the end.
Alright, someone screamed out Sean for some other reason. Anyway, I start at 8 o'clock today.
Alright, very good. Anyway, it's a little clogged up this morning here.
You said the freeway's clogged up?
Yeah, it's going slow over here. I'm not sure what's going on. People, I'm sure. A couple of slow semis in the right lane, that was the problem.
Yeah, I copy that. I forgot the other guy's call sign. I guess no 902. I'm a little rusty today.
Wow, the Mega Millions is up to 400 million. Wouldn't it be nice to hit that baby?
Yeah, I could retire early and go right off into the sunset.
Yeah, or there's some other options in there. You don't even have to hit the ticket. If you have a sister, you could go live with her and act like you're a millionaire. You don't have to pay any rent or, you know, mortgage or anything like that. You could play a millionaire without hitting it.
No, my sister and I, we don't get along. Well, we get along, but I couldn't do it. It's not my forte.
Well, she could put a steel door on the bedroom and just lock you in there. She wouldn't have to deal with you.
I'm okay, man. I mean, she does have 10 acres that she owns. And, of course, her in-laws own property around her. And it's, with it all combined, it's like 40 acres.
She could buy a shed and put you back there.
She's already got that. She's got a... one of those sheds, Amish made ones, and my dad, you know, he went in there, plumbed it all in for electrical. There's no plumbing in there, just electrical, and there's a loft in there. Beds, it's fully furnished, insulated, the whole nine yards.
Sounds like a nice shed.
It is, too. I mean, it's, you know, fully plumbed in for heat, electrical, and just no running water. But, yeah, it is nice. Oh, plus, she's got a pole barn and a one-car garage in the front and a nice big pond out the back with a backstop, I should say, for target practicing.
She should go on eBay and find some 1970s deep shag carpeting and line that baby with it. She'd be all set.
Nah, you don't want to put that in a shed like that. It would attract too much unwanted critters.
Of course, I was joking, so. Well, there you go.
Know that. Anyway. But, yeah, she's got some pretty good acreage. Lives up there in the outskirts of Stag Nasty.
Let the jamming begin. The jammers woke up, Mike.
Oh, yeah, well. I guess, you know, the children are out to play.
Yeah, well, what are you gonna do?
Yep, that's right.
Please, WSHM 738. Just to get that in there. I've got a few more minutes, then I'm going to let you go, Mike. We made a double there. I said I'm going to get going here in a few minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I bet that's what I was going to do my damn self. Going to take a standby here and take care of a few things. That's what I was trying to say to you. Anyway, well, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
All right, yeah, have a good morning. We'll let the jammers take over, and maybe they can jam themselves. We'll see you later. WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
You guys have a good day, WSHF 567.
Yeah, see you, Sam, and good morning from WSHM 738.
Morning time, Sam. You're still in there.
Morning time. I'm still here.
WSOZ 793 5G. What's happening?
Ah, not much. My tubes are at the Warren post office, so they'll be here today or tomorrow.
See, they're already in Warren?
Yeah.
Now, you'll get them today. I'm sure of it. They'll show up today. And you can do your thing. So what else is up? Anything good?
No, the day before yesterday I spent the whole day in the attic. The squirrels ripped a hole in my side of my house the size of a coffee can. So had to get that straightened out, you know. They tore up some electrical. Had to get that straightened out. I'm telling you, these squirrels are a pain. WSHF 567.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like it. I've heard people having squirrel problems like that, but not that bad. You have trees around your house?
No, I don't have any trees in my yard at all, but my neighbor has trees in her yard, so I got to deal with her leaves, and she feeds the birds and the squirrels and this, that, the other, all the cats in the neighborhood, so I'm never going to stop having squirrel problems as long as she's feeding them.
Yeah, one of those. And I know what you mean there. And I was thinking that too, when you were telling me she feeds the squirrels and the cats and the rats and all the other stuff. I was thinking, yeah, well, as long as she does that, you know, the squirrels are going to love you. They chewed a hole through your roof?
The first time they ripped the peak of the roof open and they were getting in and out through the peak of the roof. They ripped a hole, ripped the shingles, ripped a hole in the wood, everything. I had all that fixed and I found another way in.
Wow. I don't know what to tell you there. Did you patch up the one place, they're going to find another way. They always manage to. They'll figure out a way. They're not stupid. Ah, you closed us off here. Well, we'll just go around here and see if we can find us another spot to get in. Yeah, you're going to be dealing with them for a while, I'm pretty sure, Roger.
They're lucky I'm not in Kentucky because I'd pull off a 12-gauge and they'd go bye-bye.
Yeah, you'd be doing a lot of shooting, I'll tell you that. That's for sure, because, you know, whatever ones you shoot, no ones are going to come back. They always figure things out, man. That sucks, though, having to deal with that. Does it happen often or just, you know, once every now and then?
Looks like they've been living in the attic for quite a while, and I put a live cage up there with peanut butter in it, and they're so smart, they got in the cage, took the peanut butter, and left the cage. They didn't get stuck.
Well, squirrels are pretty intelligent in a way. I know this, you know. But, you'll get some slick ones, man. They'll go in there and they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. They know it's a trap or something, but they'll figure out a way to get that peanut butter out of there without getting themselves caught up. But even if you trap them, you're going to be trapping them one after the other, because whichever ones you trap out of there, new one's going to come in and take its place. It happens.
Right, and after I trap them, where am I going to put them? Down at the corner? They're just going to come back anyways.
Yeah, when I unkeyed, I thought to myself, I should have also said, if you trap them, what are you going to do with them, you know? You're going to throw them in the van and go way out somewhere in the sticks and turn them loose, you know? Man, that sucked. But all right, Sam, I'm going to go ahead, get on the listening end and do what I'm doing here. It's good talking to you. Good morning time to you and the wife and all that other stuff. And we'll catch you in a bit. Sounding good, too. Sounding really good there. We'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm a-listening.
793, have a good day. WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHF 567. That's a shame that you guys would ruin it for everyone. And I'm quiet.
WSIL 946 from WSOZ 793. You up, Ralph? I guess not. No contact 946. My right hand friend, WSOZ 793. I'm listening. You still in there? WSFZ 793.
WSFZ
WSFT 902. Today. Yeah, I heard your call. I almost put the milk in the microwave.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm just checking to see if you're still around, if you finally woke up, or I think if by now you had to be fully awake.
The way my day's been going, I don't think I'm fully awake yet, but, you know, coming home beat up every night. Still ain't getting enough sleep. But either way, I mean, I'm up, I'm on my second cup. Yeah, we were here in probably about a half hour.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm on my third, nursing it. I think I'm awake. Everything's starting to register, so I'm just seeing what you're doing, see if you're awake. Because ain't nothing happening, man. Just same old morning here, same old, same old.
Yeah, no, Roger that. The morning crew's already been in and out. They're already at work. Yeah, but I guess one of them guys tracked that one guy down. He's over there. Up cracked. He's 12 miles away. At least they got that. A bunch of call signs have been screaming at him.
Roger that. I got most of that, but you're moving around and stuff. You got to be moving around or something because you're going in and out. But I got most of that. I don't care. I don't care. You know, like I said, it's just the radio. The hell with it. Don't bother me. I ain't getting into that drama.
No, Roger that. As far as me and you are concerned, we could always go to Troy, Sherman Heights. There's a bunch of others. Frequencies we can go to, so I'm not worried about it either. The whole point was so we need to be able to communicate back and forth, and then, you know, on this one it was more of a fellowship of finding out who's who and meeting new people, and, you know, but I mean, we could always bounce to another station, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know that. I love GMRS. I think it was a great thing, you know, but, you know, you're going to get the stuff in there. Seems like it might start getting worse, but, you know, that's, what are you going to do? You know, I ain't going to let it, you know, affect me any the hell with it. You know, they, you know, shut the repeaters down. That's how it is. Like I said, it's just a radio. I got other things I can do besides mess around on this thing, but. Yeah, we got the private ones and everything too, or semi-private, whatever you want to call them. Me and you can communicate back and forth. That's all that's, you know, that's all that's good. What time you heading out?
I'm sort of getting dressed right now, just maybe another cup. And, you know, just trying to get my head together and get ready to go out the door. But, I got to be out of here by at least 7:30-ish, so. But anyways, yeah, like I said, I mean, it really comes down to it. We just bounce around the frequency, which is, I'll talk to you on the phone, and we can go to, there's numerous channels we can go to, so. But again, I don't know, I kind of like this where we had, you know, Scott, or Sheboygan Bob, and then everybody else, you know. It was kind of good there for a while until the clowns got in here and kind of messed it up, so.
Well, like I told you in the beginning, from monitoring the other one, I seen it coming. So, you know, that's just the way it is. Yeah, man, that's the bummer, too, because all good people out here, all the way up to Sheboygan Bob there, you know, all through the network, all good people. Just some people have to get in there and do what they do, and
You know, that's part of life. At least that's the way I see it. That's part of life, man. It's just, you know, what are you gonna do? Are they gonna get out there and they're gonna do what they do? You know, ain't really much you can do about it. You know, everybody says, Sean. You know, well, how do you know Sean can do anything about it? You know, when the trouble comes down, everybody starts saying, Sean, you know, it's, you know, I don't know if he can do anything about it, but, you know, if it wouldn't be throwing his name out there every time, you know, get these idiots out here and stuff. If he knows what to do, then he'll take care of it. But, either way, like I said, it's a radio. I'm not gonna get in a twist over this stuff, you know, even if it gets worse and, you know, the repeaters are all, it shuts all the repeaters down, you know. What are you gonna do? You can't do nothing about it. So the hell with it there. That's what I say there. Roger.
Well, Roger, that was one I was going to keep on replying to Sean about, is that they need to send a letter to the people who do have a license that are causing trouble, for sure, that they know of. If somebody gets a letter in the mail from the FCC saying, you know, you're violating this or that, you know, cease and desist or something, or, you know, it'll tame that down, and if that tames that down, the word will get out to other people that are not licensed or whatever. I don't know. We'll see. It was just a suggestion either way. So, anyhow, I'm going to finish getting dressed here, Dave, because I got to start rolling out here in a minute, so I'll put on you a little bit. Maybe I'll bring my radio with me. Don't know. But in fact, I'm not going to, because I don't want to lose it, leave somebody's truck or something like that. So, WSFT 902, and I'll be listening for a minute.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't blame you, man. Maybe better leave it at home, because you never know. Somebody walks by and sees it, you know, even if you got it stashed under the seat, somebody spots it, probably going to try to go for it. You never know with these people these days, so, you know, you're going to be working anyway, so. But, all right, very good, man. Well, you're sounding good now wherever you're at in the house. And you go ahead and get your stuff together. And you have yourself a good day at work, man. Be careful out there and all that happy stuff. And maybe we'll catch you when you get home if you ain't too tired there. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
All right, Roger, that is. Like I said, you could always call me, too. So, all right, WSOZ 902, and I'm listening.
Wow!
Now there goes one right there. That's the guy from 12 Mile Aggression. WRWB 49.
WRZN 493 to WSOG 793.
493, you calling WSOG 793?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, man, what's up?
Trying to eavesdrop on the open ears.
Shut
off halfway through my transmission. Is that what you guys are talking about? Trouble on the repeaters?
I thought it was, but I don't know, man. Got some people out here racking around. Maybe that's what's happening. Ain't no big thing.
Why don't we just call it what it is? Unwanted QRM. You know.
Copy that. I hear it on my way home almost every day. It's unfortunate, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, that's what I say. What are you going to do about it? You know, it's going to happen. It's just, that's just the nature of the beast, man. I just ignore it. I don't care.
My understanding on the whole matter, it seems like the FCC takes quite a long time before they kind of do anything about it.
WRWB 49. Well, the problem is, not to cut you off, Dave, but there's no field office here in Michigan no more. You know, James Bridgewater retired in, what, 2012? They closed down that his field office there in, I think, Farmington Hills. And, yeah, to get somebody, they would have to come from, Washington? I don't think they're going to travel all the way from Washington to here just for a little local tomfoolery.
Yeah, I'd agree, and especially if they're not really violating more important, you know, bandwidths.
I feel the same way. You know, there is no field office in Michigan. And, you know, for one or two people pulling crap out here and everything, they're not going to come from Washington and bust them. You know, that's just the way it is. That's like I said, I've told people, and you probably, I don't know if you heard me, but it don't bother me at all. It's just the way it is. I just shut the thing off. It's just the radio to me. It ain't nothing to get upset over. I ain't going to get upset over it.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, right back to you, 257, WSOZ 793.
RFK 359 for a radio check.
Morning, Robert, 359, it's working.
Yeah, I'm trying the ghost antenna or low power antenna on the main disc on the table in front of the picture window, and I hooked it up to my SIG radio, and I'm going to be going to a couple of Dodgers today. I try to take my phone wall there, so I'm going to do the walkie-talkie. Before?
Yeah, 10-4-9, the mic's a little low. I don't know if I want to be closer to the mic, but other than that, yeah, it's, you know, in my opinion, it's working perfectly, man. I'm on Detroit, and you're coming in full quiety, no noise. No, nothing, just all you, signal-wise and everything. Just 5 is a little bit okay.
Yeah, this is, hold on a second. This is a cheap, very cheap microphone we got. And I'm going to get the one we got for the radio. Let's switch them out.
Yeah, well, it's working. But, what radio is that?
Alright, is that better?
Yeah, now it's a little too loud. A little distortion in there. But yeah, it definitely came up.
Yeah, I get tickled pink when I look at these radios, because I got the lime green ones, and I got the microphone to match it, like, we're going to get the shoes to match our clothes, and I got the microphone to match it, and it's a waterproof microphone. Well, the thing I like about it is, there's a little door on the side of the microphone. You stick an earpiece in there. And I got one of those ones that you see a lot of cover hangs in. He's got the little swirly earpiece on it. You stick it in there and all the sound goes through the earpiece. But you still talk to the microphone. Tip one.
Oh wow, man, that's something I've never seen or heard of before there. But then again, like I said, the only thing I'm grounded on is Mowbank, so I don't know nothing about any of the other radios. Never dealt with them, never talked on them. So sometimes people ask me, "What do you think of the TIV, whatever model?" I tell them I can't tell you because I've never dealt with them. I've heard them; they sound good and everything, but I started with Baofeng, and that's the only one I have is the Baofeng, so. But yeah, it's working good, sounding good, nice and loud, and coming, you're clean on the repeater, man. I mean, all in, full signal there, Roger.
And what's so funny is I ain't shouting, I'm doing the normal voice volume, and, what I was going to say was, somebody asked about when you hook a coax to a walkie-talkie. Now, how I do it is, I make a loop from where you screw it in at, and I go down, and where the clip's at, and I slide the coax into the clip, so the top part won't move around and get the connection loose so far.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, that sounds cool. Let me get back to you. I got a phone call here. And I'm on the phone with somebody. Somebody just called me. I gotta take this phone call here. So you still out there when I'm done? I'll get back at you there. I don't know if Jack would be up this early, but who knows. But anyway, talk to you in a minute. WSOZ 793, I'm on the phone, sir.
RFK 359 or 5.
ZX 218, monitoring. What's going on, Robert? WSOZ 793.
Oh, Mazel Fox. Hey, what did you work at before you, semi-retirement, what did you say? What did you work at?
Well, I lived up in McCollum for a long time, quite a few years. I had my own shop up there, shops repairing small engines and farm equipment, farm tractors, things like that. I had a pretty good gig going. And plus, I did farm work, like, you know, they'd call me in if they were short, you know, load up the hay elevators and stuff. Things like that, but I did mostly repairing equipment. But before I moved up to the dump, down here I was working at a place called Bayport Engineering there, okay?
Yeah, I worked for, I started off as working for BFI in the Great Lakes, and when I went to work. I said, well, how many places did you work at? I said, well, I worked at VFI first, Great Lakes, Waylaw, a couple of ways, you know. She said, really? I mean, you've done a lot. I said, but the funny part about it, we're all in the same building.
Right on that, man. Hey, let me get back to you in a sec. I gotta get up. I gotta go do something. I'll be right back. I'll be gone in a few minutes here. WSOZ 793. I'll be back in a minute. Robert, I'll get back to you in a few here. I just had company pull up. I guess my day is starting now. I'll get back to you, whoever it is here I deal with. So, WSOZ 793, I'll be back.
WRUG 488. I'm WSOZ 793. You out there? No contact, Jack. WRUG 488. WSOZ 793. Listening. Station transmitting. You're not making it through the repeater. Hardly at all, but. Okay, you should boy get Bob. It is, or whoever you are, you're not making it through the repeater very well. It's hard to understand you. I could have swore I heard you say WRZP though.
No, Whiskey Romeo X-ray Quebec. 888, I'm in Brookfield.
Yeah, I got quite a bit of that. It was a little messed up on your call letters, but I heard you. I heard you. Now you must be coming into the fringes of the repeater. Roger on the Detroit 625. It's messy though. I mean, I hate to keep telling you, but you got to tell them so they know. But it's messy. It's really rough. I don't know if you're on a handheld or what. If you are, as Jack would say, keep the antenna vertical, straight up and down. If you are, man, find yourself a sweet spot there and see if we can't get you up in there real good. Breaking up bad, I heard downtown, and then when you started talking about the Motorola, it started coming in. I got from you mentioning the Motorola to the end, I heard it all.
copy on WREC 488, WRFK 385 Alba clear.
Station 359. Station 359, WRUG, 38. Robert, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm all here. You hear me?
I heard you loud and clear. I know you called me and I was busy. I had a landline, that's why.
Hey. You never know what I discover with these radios. I can hear you key up while I got the mic to you.
That's good. What do you got? Two of them on now? Sounds like you got two of them on.
Yeah, I turned it down a little bit. Yeah. I got the one antenna about 8 foot, and I got the other antenna about 3 foot. So, like, when I talk, I can hear me echo a little bit, but if somebody keys up, I can, I say something, say a word, and I can tell you what you say.
Hi, Robert.
He said, hi, Robert, 10-4.
10-4, that's right. That's exactly what I said. Oh, that's nice like that.
Well, you'd be talking away, and also somebody says, break. He said, well, I heard you say break. Give me a minute, 10-4.
Yeah, 10-4, you're right. Yeah, that feels nice. Those got a good radio anyhow, Roger.
Well, I'm talking right now on a walkie-talkie. I got it wired to the antenna on the table. The other one is a 20 watt. I had to go before I bought the 50 watt. Here, I got that up. There's a ceiling. I got it up. Put it there by the cabinet there. I got it locked so it wouldn't fall down the floor.
Yeah, Roger, that, Robert, yeah. Well, you're sounding good. Anyhow, I gotta do a little work here. Good talking to you. We'll talk again today. Roger?
10-4. Jack, this is WRMK 359. We're clear with WREC 488. I have final.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
This is WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WICX 218, WIUG 28, copy. WICX 218, WIUG 28, copy.
WRZN 493, radio check. WRZN 493, calling radio check.
I do believe it's 493 for a radio check. Is that correct?
That is correct. How are you reading me?
Perfectly, but your audio is a little low. I would just suggest talking to that microphone. Get right in it. You know. WSAL 946.
I was just about to inquire about that. I believe I talked to you this morning.
Hey, you're making a trip, and it's, you know, you're getting the quieting, but you're, I don't know, just doesn't seem loud enough. I got my speakers up pretty loud, and, you know, you could be a little bit louder. I don't know if you got a night gain on it, on your radio, but, yeah.
WRZN 493 calling WSAL.
WSAL 946.
Sure, yeah, no, I tried looking through the settings. I did transmit a few seconds ago on the inside of my domicile, but I don't know if it was able to get through the walls. But I've been basically using my handheld as a scanner, just seeing if I can't ping the repeater.
Well, dude, you're perfect now. Something's going on with the audio on your indoor, I guess. It's perfect now. Very, you know, your loud, clear, everything's great.
That's only because I went out to my mobile. I just didn't want to risk the chance of not being heard trying to transmit.
Well, I don't know. You're inside the house with a handheld. I mean, it was quieting. You hit that repeater hard, but yeah, your audio is just quite low on that radio anyway.
See if I can't check out some settings for my mic gain, but yeah, I normally use this on job sites and stuff, so there's probably drywall dust and stuff all up in that that mic slot.
It's well used. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, who knows? Maybe get a little crud in the mic hole. I know these newer radios are just a little electric. Microphones that are in them. It's just a little hole. That's all there is.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Something to listen to the airwaves at home, and then if I need to, I'll walk outside and have a little chit-chat.
Well, like I said, check the microphone hole. You know, if you have a little, you know, it's a well-used radio, you might have some pocket lint in there or something.
Roger that. I will look into it. I appreciate the advice. Thank you very much.
Hey, what was your call sign again? I know we've talked before, but I'm going to write you down.
WRZN493.
All right, 493. Great talking. You sounded great. You sound beautiful right now. Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm going to go clear after yours, WSIL 946.
S-A-L or S-I-L?
I don't know what do they call it, the phonolic. It's S-I-L 946.
Yeah, Natal Phonetics, India, if I'm not mistaken. But I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. I'll add you to my log.
Hey, great talking. Thank you. Thank you. 493, have a good evening. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
You as well, sir. WRZN 493, clear.
WRZX. 218 WIUG 48 copy WIUG 48 clear WSHR 566 WSQ 844 got a copy.
Hey, Kevin, sounding good as usual, sounding great. Just so they chime in there, WSIL 946.
Yeah, thanks, 946, I appreciate it.
WSIG 866 monitoring.
WFFT, 902, 973, you got it on? WFFT, 902, 973, Dave, you got it on? WFT 902, no response. 973, WSFT 902, listening.
WRVP 771. WRVP 771. How much have we covered? WRVP 771, on the
737, and I'm originally from Cleveland, but I'm out here at camp in Fort Clinton, and I'm trying to goof around a little bit here. I heard you guys with the antennas. I'm trying to do the same thing.
WRVT 771, testing.
771, you're sounding dandy. Working well. He's working well.
Sorry, did you say that was sounding bad but working well?
No, you're sounding great and working well. WSAL 946.
Copy that. Thank you for the comeback. Sorry, guys. I have a family member that has about six different radios that we're trying to program.
Thanks an awful lot, Bob. Not trying to know you guys tonight, but just making sure they're all working.
Detroit
receiver on the 141.3 tone.
Yeah, you're sounding great, my friend. That one's working very well. WSAL 946.
Copy that. Thank you. Yeah, this is my personal that I'm talking on. They're all the same brand, same model. So this one I have an external antenna hooked up to. Just trying to figure hers out, make sure they're working good.
I just had a comeback from Detroit that said I'm functioning very well. I'm still learning how to program my radio with specific channels and home. I may be bleeding on over.
Hey, copy that. How about that 337 Ron out of Fort Clinton? Can you get a copy on me? WSAL 946. No copy 337. WSAL 946. I'm clear.
Yes, sir. Please excuse me here. I'm running into two different receivers here. I'm using your phone out of Detroit. I actually thought I was speaking to him, but I'm speaking to Wesley Toledo, double receiver there.
I have the right tone. This is WRCN 509 calling on mission.
509, I copy you. Straight receiver, WSAL 946.
WSAB 841, just for what it's worth, any stations out there that are playing around or chunking or whatever, every transmission I feel like that's come through in the last like 2 hours has sounded like the most static, garbled garbage that has come across my radio in a minute. So whatever you're trying to do, you're not quite hit.
WSDG 444, we are picking up a repeater out of Toledo, Ohio. I have an 18-foot antenna, I can hear them crystal clear, but my handheld, it's all garble like you're talking about. But that is a repeater out of Toledo, Ohio, that is we're picking up here in Detroit. It's on channel 18.
Copy that 44. Thanks for the confirmation. I didn't know what was going on there. So is this overlap over the same frequency?
Affirmative. It is. I'm having a net right now, and they got everybody doing call-ins. So that's why static is so bad right now. But yeah, this has been going on for quite a while. Obviously. The reception tonight is really, really good, because I'm, like I said, I'm picking them up crystal clear on my big antenna, and it's pretty interesting. I wish we had that here in Detroit doing a net.
Copy that. Yeah, I kept hearing bits and pieces, and I didn't know if there was, like, the same person all night, like, trying, I heard someone say something about trying to test different radios or something. So, yeah, I'm just starting to, you know, trying to figure out what is going on here, but yeah, I appreciate the feedback.
Okay, yeah, no problem. This is WSTP 444, and I'm clear for now.
Copy, this is WSAB 841, clearing monitoring.
WRCX 218 in the mobile in Ipsy Township. Station 488, you got a copy? WRCX 218.
6, I got you. It's coming through a little staticky, but it's probably due to all the factors that's happening.
Well, hey, not much. This is really crazy. I know you haven't switched radios or moved or anything, but a couple of your transmissions were, like, really crappy, and like right now it's really great again. I don't understand what the hell's going on.
Well, actually, I was talking with 444 there, and apparently there's a repeater in Toledo that has the same frequency, and I guess it's just ducting just right. They're having some net or something. So people are chiming in left and right, and we're just catching different pieces of it, I guess.
Yeah, I did copy that, like that your last transmission there. That was hard to hear, but I understand. There's just too much going on the channel.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that that far away can interfere so much, but maybe it's some crazy stuff thing or what, but yeah, I guess it's close enough in frequency that it just happens to be kind of overlapping.
Yeah, copy that. You're obviously studying this stuff a little bit. You gonna go after ham license?
I don't know. I've looked at like some practice tests and a little bit of a study material, and for some reason I'm having a real hard time grasping the frequency distance and like what 2 meter is versus 10 meter and what the actual distance. So like it's kind of seemingly going over my head a little bit. So. I don't know. It seems like it'd be kind of cool to have, but I'm not aching for it necessarily. Plus, having to buy another radio, I mean, I don't need a reason to sink more money, you know?
Hey, copy that. I'm kind of in the same boat here. I've read a little bit, studied a little bit, but I don't know if I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, even unidentified station out there agreed that just overall seems, I don't know, like, I mean, it's probably cool, but I'm not hard for it or anything like that. I do like the idea. I have been, you know, my hand talkie is dual band, and it'll pull in ham frequencies, some of them anyway. And so I've been trying to pull in the ISS every night as it passes over, which I got to check here. It should be coming up soon, but not to transmit on it, but just to listen and, you know, maybe catch it transmitting.
Have you had any luck on your receive with ISS?
No, not yet. I have heard about 1.5 million stations calling out. I can't remember if it's QSM or QSR, QSL, something like that. People trying to make contact. And that seems to line up with the same time frame. So I think people are... I'm picking up people in the area that are trying, but I haven't heard... Apparently there's someone on there that has a specific call sign, and I haven't heard it yet, so...
What frequency do you get these on? Because I haven't. I thought about it, but I didn't look into it specifically. What frequency do you get on?
Apparently it is 437.8. But there's something with the Doppler shift where when it's approaching, you need to be like 5 kilohertz ahead of that, so like 437.805, and then as it's passing, it's 5 kilohertz below, so it'd be like 437.795, and I'll save someone the trouble. There you go.
Okay. Okay, copy that. I'm going to check it out just for fun.
Yeah, copy. I mean, it's if you got something that'll tune into those stations, I mean, you know, why not just tune in and listen? You don't need a license to listen to anything. So I've been trying the last, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 nights. I've, you know, there's some nights I got like an app that tracks its location and stuff, and there's some nights where it seems to go like way north of the UP, and it's like I really doubt I'll pull anything off of that. But there's some nights where it passes, like, kind of seems like right over Detroit.
Well, thanks for the info. I'm gonna look into it. Can you copy me on this handheld?
Yeah, 946, I gotcha. It's it is a little weaker, but yeah, it seems like most nights this app is supposed to alert me. I think it's NASA's own app for trying to spot the ISS, like if you have like a telescope or something, which isn't necessarily what I'm trying to do, but tracking its location is pretty handy. But it seems like most nights, somewhere around like 9:30, 9:45, somewhere around there is typically when it's in the area. But every once in a while, like it passes apparently the entirety of the Earth in about 90 minutes. So it just depends on what rotation or whatever it's on. And it seems like sometimes there's a good rotation around like 8:30. But otherwise it's like 9:45, something like that.
Alright, cool. I'm gonna check it out. Thank you.
Yeah, I just figure it's kind of a cool little thing. If I got a radio that can do it, you know, why not listen? You know, maybe if I happen to catch something on there, it might give me a little kick in the rear to look at getting a technician license or something. But for the time being, for some reason, a lot of it seems to go over my head, and especially like when those diagram questions, and it's like, oh, what is figure 9? And I feel like I only get about 60% or so on those practice tests. I haven't really ever studied anything to try, but I don't know that it really seems worthwhile until I'm ready to sink some serious money into some serious equipment.
Copy that. Well, I'm not as far into it as you are. I'm speculating whether to even go there right now. Copy.
Yeah, copy. I don't know. I mean, it seems cool, and I guess if I didn't have work, or if I had plenty of time to read up and study or whatever, and some kind of extra funds floating around, I'd probably be, actually, probably the funding, if I had, like, access to a radio, that'd probably give me a little bit more of a kick. But right now, I mean, across a couple different fronts, it seems somewhat unreachable, so I'm not all that hard to try.
Copy that. Understand that. Yeah. Well, you know, I think we could all afford a radio to get where we want to. Maybe not so wide-banded, you know, but getting there is a whole different story.
Copy. Yeah, right now I have like a UD5R sort of clone, and by Max Talker, and it'll technically hit some of the frequencies, but I mean it's like 10 watts, and I've seen that I can hook it up to the J-pole, you know, that's on my gutter, and I can reach surprisingly far on 10 watts, but yeah, I don't know, it just doesn't, it's, you know, seem like
that alone is going to, you know, make or break anything. So it's not like some crazy rig with a cool little turn dials that people on YouTube have, or it's like, oh yeah, I'm just going to contact Russia today. Like, I don't have anything like that.
Yeah, copy that. Tell me about your J-pole. How do you, you have it hanging off a gutter? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes and no. So I have it suspended in a chunk of, I think it's considered 3/4 PVC. So I made it out of some 20-amp Romex. And I stripped the wire, I put it in like a drill and ran it in the drill for just like a little bit with the other end clamp to like twist the wire and get it like nice and straight. And I actually followed a YouTube video. I could probably find it and share it to you. I did some other calculations on my own that came up to being like a half inch off from what this YouTube video that I've mostly followed said. And so I just went with the YouTube video's measurements because it was like, he made it and it worked. So, yeah, I did that up. And then it's actually like suspended in a chunk of PVC with about 8 inches of extra PVC at the bottom, like past the antenna. And then I screwed basically an L bracket to that that I had bent up in a way to grab my gutters. So it's just like hooked onto my gutter, and then I drilled a hole in the top of it to go down into the like outer lip of my gutter where it like kind of curls in, but there's like a, you know, slight quarter, half inch flat spot. It's probably like 3/8. But yeah, so it's actually like screwed down to my gutter, but it's technically raised above my gutter about 8 inches.
That's about exactly what I want to do. You know, I have no means of getting on the roof. I just want something outside and up a little higher. I mean, what I have here is working fine now. You know, it's a J-pole Slim Jim, you know, hanging in a window indoors. But it's that's exactly what I want to do. I'm thinking just go right on the gutter.
Yeah, I mean, also, I think there are a few trend off. This is WSJB 841 for ID. But I walked around on my roof for a little bit with my handy talkie to try to find, you know, roughly the area that I was transmitting the best from, and got like about a 10-foot range or so where it seemed like that specific spot for whatever reason was better than others over the course of a couple days. Just in case, you know, environmental factors were the cause for that. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty simple. The only thing that was kind of tough is like I needed a full. So there's some hindsight there too. But the actual solder to get the antenna wire to solder to the copper on the wire, that was a little harder than I thought it would be. Like my soldering iron, this is some cheap Radio Shack thing from like 95, but it wasn't heating up the copper hot enough to get the solder to really like sweat on, so I had to use like a propane plumbing torch, which, I mean, I had sitting around and that's fine, but it ended up burning up some of the casing and whatever kind of thing. So it was a little bit harder to get the solder to spread out on the copper there than I thought it would be. And then as far as hindsight, I cut the end off a 50-foot kind of expensive chunk of coax, that like PL400, or I could Google it, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I cut the end of that off, and it was a 50-foot section. And I kind of wish that I would have just bought like a 2-foot or 3-foot section and then just ran a coupling to it and kept my 50 feet as a solid 50 feet, just for don't know, a heads up.
And copy that. Copy all of that. Well, yeah, all the reading I do, it comes down to coax. I mean, your length and your quality really, really, really play into it.
Oh, definitely. When I had, so originally it was at 50 feet, and I cut like 4 inches off or something, and soldered it right to that J-pole. And that was pretty sweet, and just ran it directly into my house. I mean, I drilled like a little 5/8 hole in the floor. You know, I peeled my carpet up a little bit in a corner and drilled a hole and ran it up through, and that, through my crawl space and everything. That was fine. But then once I started playing with the idea, which everything I've heard is like 50 feet is about, like if you have quality coax, 50 feet is, you start losing it after that. Well, then I decided to add that lightning arrestor and like a ground rod and everything in, and I did notice that my radio is a DB40, so it's 40 watts. And it is pulling higher numbers, and I never had heat problems before, and it started to heat up, and I had to put a fan on it. So going from like 50 to, I think it was a 12-foot section that I bought to attach, because it's female, or it's male-male, the lightning arrestor, so you have to add like a section of wire after. And so now the total run is like 62 feet instead of 50. And I did notice a pretty noticeable difference with the radio and the power consumption and the heat.
Yeah, copy that, copy that. I'm thinking I'm just going to put a little, I'm thinking of making a homemade quarter wave ground plane. Because they don't need, they can be a little closer to the solid objects. I think that's what I'm
going to
go with.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. I haven't really looked into those that much. I've kind of briefly looked into the Yagi antennas just because, I literally have, like, where I placed my antenna is, I mapped out a straight shot to, I was under the impression that the Detroit repeater is on top of the Rensen or somewhere around there. So I literally pulled up like a map with a straight shot there to my house and figured out where I got a wood line behind my house, but there is a cut through opening. So I actually mapped out and found where the best path through that wood line would be. I've already put in all this work into the directional portion of the antenna, so. A Yagi is supposed to be pretty sweet in that aspect, but I haven't looked too much into making other antennas quite yet.
I kind of looked into the homemade Yagis. I wouldn't go there, personally. I wouldn't go there. It seems like a whole lot difficult to tune it correctly. Cheap Yagis, from Amazon. I don't know if they'd be any better. I really don't. But, you get 90 dB pointed right where you're at, where you want. That would be perfect.
Yeah, the neat part about them, too, because at first I thought about putting specifically a Yagi on my truck, because the directionality of them, they work out great for hide and seek, so to speak, if you were trying to really track down a specific signal or what's transmitting up to a repeater, for example. You could tune into the transmit frequency and literally aim it and play Doppler hide and seek, and I felt like that could be pretty handy. So that's been sitting on the books for a little bit. But also, I'm hitting pretty fine, so I don't feel like there's a whole lot of reason to change what I got going on right now, so that was more of like a side project I was looking at.
You're hitting beautifully. You're hitting really good. You know, you get the Whistler guy and the hecklers, you know, the Sherman guy out there. Well, these Yagi antennas are gonna track this fella down, and we gotta make a Charlie Kirk out of them, but probably make them hurt a little bit. After.
Yeah, that was initially more my interest. Like, I'm hearing stuff here and there about finding someone, and it's like, well, I know of a way to actually do that and actually zero in. Like, it doesn't even matter if it's a handy talkie at a Kroger marketplace, you know, or like a parking lot at a Walmart. Like, you get 5 or 6 transmissions in and zero down. Like, that sounds way more fun, you know, messing up someone's day than hoping someone else does, you know.
Well, occasionally I'll turn on this one of these Bofang radios, and you can flip-flop the transmit-receive, and I'll just listen on 467, thinking, you know, if one of these guys is local, if I hear them, you know, go from there, but I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I'd actually be rather excited about the aspect of directionalizing and zeroing in on the transmit frequency and finding, you know, specifically where it's coming from. From me, though, it seems like it's more often than not on the Mount Clemens repeater, and that's a little bit more of a distance from me than I'd prefer to just go out on a whim, you know. But anyone that hits that repeater, like, from, like, locally, it doesn't seem like it would take a ton of effort to actually track it down.
Yeah, I copy that. Well, you know, Detroit and Mount Clemens, they're linked, so, you know, just sitting around, you really don't know where it's coming from. You can't turn one off. You're gonna hear both frequencies, 65 and 675. Copy.
Yeah, copy. I'm not even sure. I think I have it wrote down here. I'm not even sure what the transmit frequency. I think I have it handy. The transmit frequency for the Mount Clemens repeater. I don't have it wrote down. Like I said, I haven't looked that hard into it, but, I mean, if I ended up randomly with a super long weekend and nothing to do, I'm fully equipped to camp in the back of my truck for days, so, I mean, doesn't seem like it would be the worst use of a couple days.
Well, sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. After about a week, though, you'd be rethinking things.
I don't know. I feel like after that kind of time frame, you're that much more determined and that much more likely to do something you probably shouldn't.
Well, I'd have a problem with it. You know, I'd run out of, you know, hot coffee and toilet paper and stuff like that.
Only fuel the flames.
Burning.
Well, anyway, there 946. I gotta get up and move around a little and whatnot. But yeah, I'll be around. I'll probably check back in here in a little bit. Yeah, this is WSAB 841. I'll be clearing monitoring on your final.
All right, Jay. Excuse me. All right, Jay. 841.
You good? WSAL 946. I'm clear.
This is WSDG 444 946. You copy?
sure do. What's going on, 444?
Oh, enjoying this beautiful weather, man. It is absolutely gorgeous out here. But, no, man, I got that antenna 18 feet in the air, and I was picking up the Toledo repeater like I was picking up the Detroit repeater. No kidding. Crystal clear. I put my handheld on, and it was just coming in staticky. But it's amazing, this antenna, man. It opens up a whole new world of talking to people. I'm telling you, I'm hitting people 20 miles away, man. No kidding. I'm not kidding.
On Simplex, 20 miles?
Yes, sir. If the person I'm talking to has a base station with an antenna up in the air, I'm hitting these guys that are 20 miles away, man.
Well, that's my next project. I got, you know, I'm working with an antenna in my kitchen here, Slim Jim hanging in the window, and it's working well, but it's in the way. It's got to go. My cleaning lady said this is old crap. Get it out of here. But so I'm gonna go a little bigger and better.
Yeah, no, you'll be happy once you do. I mean, just try to get it up as high as you can get it. And that will give you your best reception. But yeah, it's going to open up a whole new world, man. Get something good with some gain. That's really what you need, is a good antenna with some gain to it.
What are you running? What kind of antenna are you running right now?
I just got that mag mount, that 70G72. It's a GMRS antenna, just a mag mount. And it's got a 13-foot cable to it, so it's attached to my garage. I got it 18 feet in the air, which puts that cable about 5 feet off the ground in my garage, right on the sidewall, and that's where I got my radio.
Well, we're on the Detroit repeater. I think are you on 625 right now?
No, I'm actually on Mount Clemens right now.
I just clipped up this. Well, you're sounding absolutely fabulous, man.
Well, right now I'm actually on my handheld. And, yeah, this handheld right here, man, is really, I got that 771G antenna on this thing, and it does. It works really good. But, no, that is my garage antenna, though. That's, man, it's, you can't beat it. You turn that one on, and I pick up all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, copy that. Well, you know, if power goes down, the feeders don't have power, we're going to have to rely on Simplex. And, you know, hey, good old antenna, what it takes.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, earlier, I was out and about. I couldn't answer you guys, but it was 771. That's that Corey I was telling you about, man. He's right over here by us. He was testing his radios. So, got to get in touch with him again, too. But, yeah, he's right here by us. I was talking Simplex with him, and he's a couple miles away, man. I was talking to him crystal clear.
On this channel?
No, actually, I was talking to him on channel 16, and then we moved down to channel 7. And we talked there for a little bit, and that was the last time I talked to him. But like I said, he was crystal clear. And he's somewhere, he's closer to you than he is to me.
Okay. Well, I might move down to channel 7 and give him a shout out. What's his call sign?
You know what? I don't have his letters. But it's 771, and it's Corey. And that was the guy you were talking to earlier that was testing his radios.
All right, I'm going to go down there right now. WSL 946. I'm going to go clear.
Yeah, this is WFDT 444, and I am clear also.
WSDI 847, WIUG 48, copy. Station 847, Station 847, WIUG 48, copy.
WSCW 640 calling up to Detroit if you have a copy, if anybody can hear me, over.
Hey, 771 Roseville, you out there? 771 WSAL 946.
771.
WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. 48 Jack, how's it going? WSAL 946.
Hello, Ralph. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just winding down, kind of getting ready for Betty Bye, you know. How about you? You good?
Yeah, not much going out there, you know. The weather is not the greatest for the radios. The reason why, you're going to have rain and hot, a little bit hot weather, and you should do okay with those repeaters out there.
What does the heat have to do with this, though? I don't get that. Humidity.
We call it ducting. I don't know if you know what ducting mean or not. You know, the wave, it goes between the trees and whatever is out there. And that's why.
Okay. I've heard of ducting. I understand. So how are you? Everything good tonight?
Yeah. I'm okay. You know, I was out there, just came back, had to go shopping. Grocery shopping. And you know how that takes too long to get the grocery. Then by the time you pack them up in the car, they got to bring them in and all that. And that one thing I don't like, that heavy water. 40 bottles of water to carry one time. You know, that's why.
Yeah. Copy that. You know, I do a pickup. I'll just order my stuff from Walmart over here by me. And they just load it in the trunk, and then I gotta get it out of there into the house. That's the problem.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So anyhow, you're looking for a new antenna? I heard you're looking for a new antenna.
Yes, I am. I don't, the problem is I don't have anybody to put it up there. I'll find somebody, but yes, I want the best in the greatest and the bestest.
Hey, the best antenna. I don't know if you ever heard me with 218 out there, and I always ask him, are you on the Harvest? That Harvest PC200, I had one. It did a beautiful job. It's a very quiet antenna. I think he probably heard me one time or two times before I took it down. Because I took it down, the reason, because when you come to ham, then you need a different antenna. I'm right now on the trim. They call it trim. But that 200-watt antenna, it does a good job for you. And really, you'll be surprised. Sometime, I think you hear Greg out there in the front, and he's talking on that Harvest 200. and it's only $95. And it's a VHF and UHF. And that is your best antenna. Mark my word. But there is some commercial, okay, DS engineer sells them. It's the same thing for GMRS. What they do, they say it gets you a little bit more farther. But I never tried it. People have tried it before. And I had a friend of mine, he lives in Southfield. He got one. And he said that is a little bit better because you can go farther away. But really, you don't need that. And my harvest was at 15 feet from the ground up. And I used to talk to
him. What'd you say, a BC, to a harvest BC 200, is that McCaffian, right?
BC 200, go on Amazon. If you're gonna go on Amazon, just put on BC 200, harvest.
All right, I just wrote that down, Jack. I'm going to look into it. That's what I want to do. I got to get something on the roof, get it out of the house, get this antenna out of the house.
Same time, I don't know how, but the coax, really, I was on the same coax, the LMR 240. I'm on it right now on that coax. I used the same thing. About 25 years it was a Radio Shack, and I got it from Radio Shack, but look how it's working. So now it works perfect, and that's what you need for that PC 200. It's a little bit on the expensive side, but it's all good.
How many feet of that LMR are you running right now?
I really want you to listen to this. Go figure out where you're going to put it, all the way to your radio, and that's all you want to get. Don't get no extra. Do not get no extra. It's not going to do any good. First you're going to waste your money, then you're going to waste the space you're going to put into.
Well, yeah, you're going to get lost. The longer it is, the more lost there is. Well, so what? How many feet are you running right now?
I'll be honest with you, 20 to 25, no more than that. Sometime, you know, you know what? I even have the 240 and the 50, and I don't even use that.
Yeah, copy that. I thought I'd just go with the 400, the LMR 400, full strength. But you know, I'm not gonna run that much of it. You know, my lead line's not gonna be that long. Maybe 30 feet top. So I'm still up in the air. I don't know what I want to do.
Don't go out there and get that 400, please. I don't know if you want to listen to me or not. I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with that 400 LMR. First of all, it's very expensive, and you're going to run into like over $100 with that 20 or 30 feet, really. And I don't like them because they're very hard. They're not fixable. The 240, that's all you need because you're operating in a GMRS. You're not operating on a ham. And now I'm on a ham, but I still use that 240.
Well, this is good info, Jack. Good info. Because, yeah, that 400 is, you know, even without the connectors on it, which I wouldn't trust anyway, I'd have to put my own on there. You know, you're over $2 a foot for that coax.
I'll be honest with you, it's not going to make any difference. the 240 for you is good enough because that's all you're running. Even the GMR, even if you're going to go the ham, that's all you need. And that's all, even, you know what, on my Yaesu, I got the ham radio Yaesu. I'm running that 240, that's all. The 240, it does the job for me. I mean, I don't know. I know he never heard me. But I was talking to France 3 times. I was talking to United States and New York. I was talking to Colombia. I was talking to Vancouver, Canada on that 240. And it still is.
Monsieur Jack. I understand. I'm going to look into the 240. I'm certainly not going to spend, you know, $2 plus for a foot of the 400. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do here.
You'll be very happy, really, with that antenna. If you want, you know, I have that. I'm not using it, that Harvest PC-200. I mean, between me and you, I don't want to tell Chad either. I told him I'd sell it for $50. I don't know if you want to pick it up or not, except to you.
Well, I don't know. Let me think about it, Jack. I mean, antenna like that for $50 is right up my alley. That's what I'd be after. So I don't know. Let me think. I can't think straight right now. Let me think about it.
No big deal. If it's here, it's here. If it's not here, I can't, you know. I told him, I said, if I'm going to come up north, I'll bring it for you, no problem. He said, let me know when you come up. And I don't think I'm going to go there anyhow. Because, you know, the things is going, you know, I got to make too many things in here. To do a lot of things in here, that's why.
Yeah, copy that. Well, fall's coming up. We got all kind. Everybody's got all kinds of things they need to do, you know, to their house and their properties and things.
So Roger.
I'm gonna check it out, Jack. You know, I might get back to you on this antenna.
Listen. I know you don't know. We used to have. I don't know if you ever heard Don. He used to be a real antenna man, but he passed away last year. He really did pass away, and that's what he said, order that, and if you don't like it, tell me why you don't like it. And I ordered, and it was perfect. Even the guy in Southfield, I still know him. He still, sometime I heard from him.
Nagoya.
But he's the antenna man for outside. And you know what? I have people, I don't know, I didn't ever tell you that. People test them. They test the antenna, how many watts you get out of it, and all that. And what is it good for, and all that. And that's how I buy my things.
Well, yeah, you got to go with good, credible back.
Nagoya.
You know, good, credible stuff. I don't know. I just need to get to it.
He's an eye drink.
Well, Ralph, good talking to you. There's a nut going out there. He just talked over you, I guess. So, anyhow, I'm going to let you go because I got to get back on another radio. And anytime you want to talk, no problem at all. Take care. WIUG, wait 8.
All right, Jack, great talking. Great talking to you, sir. We'll connect again, WSAL 946.
Hey, 946, this is WSAD 337 down here in Portland. Hey there, sir. I just want to tell you how much
I appreciate your radio checks up there, seeing if I'm getting on through. And I've been monitoring, but also to had a little step over with another channel there, just west of Toledo in Sylvania.
Is this Ron
337? It is, sir. Yes, sir. And, yeah, hey, I've been talking to you here the past few days while I've been goofing around with the antenna.
Well, yes, sir. Fort Clinton. Well, I don't know if you heard Jack and I talking. You know, I need to upgrade my my antenna system because it's working, but it's just it's in the way right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, like I said, I've been goofing around with antennas too. I switched out antennas and to the little more common, to try to get the more gain. Like, I was listening to you guys, and here, I don't know if I'm doing any better. This afternoon, though, when the sun was shining real bright and hot, I couldn't back home in the Cleveland. I was all garbled up, just with the boys just saying.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, it seems like in the evening, once that sun sets, things get better for us.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. And, that's what I was thinking, the propagation lines. But I'm still learning an awful lot myself, and it's pretty much on trial and error.
Yes, it is. You know, I'm still learning etiquette. You know, I don't do the politics or the swearing or any of that. But still, you have to. There are other guidelines that you need to learn, and I'm still learning.
Well, I'm one thing for sure. We learned a lot about swearing, but we kind of cut it down here, but. I don't know if I'll ever learn everything about antennas.
Well, when I get something new up there, we'll contact you, tell me if it's better or worse or whatever. We're gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Hey, if I may make a suggestion, I'm gonna tell you. I don't know, are you on the internet?
What the hell is the internet?
I meant the web as far as, getting on the web and, don't get me wrong, I'm not a cell phone guy. And I guess you can tell that right now, because I like the old school stuff. But, I do a little research, and that's where it comes in handy for the shopping, and research and stuff out.
Oh, copy that. No, I'm all over that. But Jack is, he's recommending this Harvest antenna. I'm going to look into it. I might just get after it. I mean, sounds like a good price. Hey, no copy 337 on my last
200.
Clinton, Ohio, 337. Are you still in there?
And,
Hey, 337, broken lingo, coming off Detroit repeater. I can hear you here and there, but I don't understand them. WSAL 946, clear and minus green. Hey, 444, are you on the channel? And no copy, 444. WSAL 946, I'm listening.
WSBI 847. WIUG 48, copy. LaGoya. WIUG 48, clear.
$1.2 million. WSAV 337, Ron, Portland, on side.
WSAV 337, Ron, Portland. I heard a modulation, it kind of cut off there as far as anybody was talking.
Years ago, I couldn't breathe. But then I started taking this, Comply. Now I breathe just fine. Side effects of Comply may include dizziness, obedience, improved breathing during police encounters, and sudden respect for authority.
WSAV 337, Ron, Fortson. We're monitoring.
This is WSDG 444, 946, do you copy? Are you still out there?
Yes, sir. WSAL 946.
Yeah, I heard you earlier. I was on a Lentley phone call there. So, what's up?
Having some ice cream, getting ready for nighty night, actually. And a little ice cream.
Yeah, I got an early morning too. I'm ready to hit the hay also.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, just a little YouTube, and I'm gonna shut the radio off here a little bit.
Yeah, same here. I was just hitting it back. I heard you call me out. So yeah, I will, I'm going to be clear also, and I guess I will talk to you later.
Okay, bud. I'm going to go clear after yours, WSAL 946, in the mix, Roseville. I'm clear.
Yes, sir. Well, you have a good night, man, and I will talk to you later. And this is WSDT 444, and I am clear.